Now, while Lee Hazelwood was off on this boat to Japan, he made a kind of a interesting discovery. He was a coward. That's true, I was. I mean, while I enjoyed wearing those good-fitting khaki shirts this nice lieutenant gave me, I wasn't about gonna be happy as a tank commander just 'cause one time I was a drummer in the 4th Armored Division. So we all sat down and had a long talk one evening. They decided since I cried a lot anyway, it might be better if they let me talk on the AFRS radio and play them a few records, which is what I did. But later on, they sat down and had another talk about me and decided it wasn't fair for me not to get a chance to see some of Korea. So they took me one night and I went and spent, 8 months just seeing Korea, which looked a lot like Killeen, Texas, except the people had shifty eyes. Now, while I was off in Korea defending you people back home, my little old wife Naomi was working and saving money, which made it possible for me to loaf a few weeks when I got back, which is what I did. And then one day we got in our little Hupmobile and drove out to California and got an apartment in Pasadena, which was a mistake right there. Well, anyway, I started the radio announcer school, which is easy to tell didn't take. And Naomi, for the first time in her life, had some spare time, so she got pregnant. Well, they let me out of school, and I got a job at a radio station, KCKY, in Coolidge, Arizona, and Naomi had a baby named Debbie. And we settled down in this nice little town of 3,000 folks and really started to live on $40 a week, which even in those days was a little less than practically nothing. And then one week, Naomi went home to see her mama, and I got fired, and another radio station in Phoenix heard I worked cheap, so they hired me right away. And Naomi was so happy that she gave birth to a son named Mark. And I've done my best to keep her unhappy ever since.